This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban captured two major Afghan cities, the country's second and third largest after Kabul, and a strategic provincial capital on Thursday, further squeezing the embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission in Afghanistan. The seizure of Kandahar and Herat marks the biggest prizes yet for the Taliban, who have taken 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The capture of Ghazni, meanwhile, cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault. While Kabul itself isn't directly under threat yet, the losses and the battles elsewhere further tighten the grip of a resurgent Taliban, who are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. As security quickly gets worse in Afghanistan, the United States is sending troops to help evacuate some personnel from its embassy. Britain's government has announced that it will also send 600 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate its personnel. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Pentagon is sending three infantry battalions to Hamid Karzai International Airport.
Approximately 3,000 personnel.
Whose spokesman John Kirby says will arrive in the next 2 days to help with the partial evacuation. The announcement comes as the Taliban continue a stunningly fast offensive weeks before the U.S. military pullout ends. The militants have now seized nearly a third of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals, including its third biggest city. The embassy pullout and security boost suggest the Biden administration is not confident Afghan forces can secure the national capital. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. A COVID-19 surge that is sending hospitalizations to all-time highs in parts of the southern United States is also clobbering states that were once seen as pandemic success stories. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February. The surge strongest in the South. White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says it's driving people to get their shots.
In the last week, 3.3 million Americans rolled up their sleeve to get their first shot.
Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering, Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear masks again in indoor public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands, not that much through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. I'm Tim McGuire.
Australia's capital city, Canberra, is going into a snap one-week lockdown after reporting its first locally acquired COVID-19 case in more than a year. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
Authorities said the new measures were needed because they were unsure how the man in his 20s acquired the virus. Chief Minister of the Capital Territory, Andrew Barr.
This is the most serious public health risk that we have faced in the territory this year. Really since the beginning of the pandemic.
Australia's two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, are already in hard lockdowns as the country tries to get on top of the fast-spreading Delta variant. The government has announced it may deploy extra military personnel in Sydney to ensure compliance with the rules. Despite 7 weeks of lockdown, daily infections there continue to hover near record highs. Experts see Australia heading into a cycle of stop-and-start lockdowns until a higher vaccination coverage is reached.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. The U.S. Census Bureau has released the figures for the 2020 count, and it shows the United States is a more diverse nation. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The U.S. has become more diverse and more urban over the past decade. The white population dropped for the first time on record, though it remains the most prevalent racial or ethnic group. The number of non-Hispanic white people fell from 196 million in 2010 to 191 million in 2020, while the percentage dropped from nearly 64 to less than 57.8%, the lowest on record. The Census Bureau's data also shows continued migration to the South and West at the expense of the Midwest and Northeast, and almost all of the growth happened in metropolitan areas, around 80%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.